is a rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hello again, my friends. It is time, yes, time again, for an hour of power with 45 minutes of rock and roll for your soul. That's 2,640 seconds of heavy metal music with a heavenly message and approximately 10 minutes of insights from the Bible. I hope you're ready to rock, and I hope you are ready to listen to the messages you will hear today, because they can change your life forever if you have ears to hear. Now, our theme today, which you will undoubtedly pick out, comes to us from Psalm 40, verse 2. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. The Bible often uses the imagery of a rock to describe God. He provides shelter, security, stability, and deliverance like a rock does. And almost all of our songs today are going to speak to us about the rock. And I don't mean Dwayne Johnson. I mean Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. First up for us today is the Daniel Band. They come from Canada, another one of the great classic 80s Christian rock and roll bands, with their song, I Like to Rock. Daniel Band with I Like to Rock. Jesus is the rock and he saved my soul, they sang. They like to rock about Jesus Christ because of what he did for them. He saved their souls. You know, whether you realize it or not, all of us need saving. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God made mankind to reflect his glory, to live for him and to worship him. But we've all chosen to sin, to live for ourselves and to do the things that we want to do rather than the things that God wants us to do. So we've all fallen short of the purpose for which God made us, to glorify his name. But our living in sin is much more than just failing to live up to the purpose for God that God had for us. It's a rebellion against God. Our sin is a rebellion against God. You see, living in sin is not as innocent as you have been led to believe. Most people think that if they don't kill anybody or they don't hurt anybody in the pursuit of their sin, then they haven't really done anything wrong. You know, no harm, no foul. But what they don't understand is that sin itself is an assault on God. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians 1:21, of mankind, that they are alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds. They're hostile in mind, he says, and that's against God. Most people, you know, they don't think they're hostile to God. They believe in God. They don't have a problem with Jesus. They just don't feel like it's for them, or they're not ready at this point to turn their lives over to Christ. But what they don't really realize is that that is a sin. That's a rebellion against God. It's against God's ways. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:7-8, the mind set on the flesh is hostile to God. If you set your mind on living for the gratification of your flesh, the Bible says you're hostile towards God. And it says, for it does not subject itself to the law of God. It's not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, people don't realize that that when they sin, they indulge sin. It's just like you're shaking your fist in God's face and saying, I'm not going to do the things you want me to do. I'm going to do the things I want to do. And that's really what we're doing. If we're living in sin, then we're at war with God, whether we think we are or not. That's the way the Bible puts it. You know, you're acting in hostility towards him. You're acting in rebellion. You're not submitting to King Jesus. And if you don't submit to King Jesus, well, let's just say that he's won the war already. And when he comes back, he will be dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus, as Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 1:8. You better find yourself standing on the rock. Yeah, that was Vision with Standing on the Rock. You know, they sang about the roaring lion, which is a picture of the devil. The Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." We have an enemy. He's called the devil, and he seeks to devour us. He's doing a great job here in Sandpoint of devouring people. He's currently chewing on several of you. And right now, he tricks you by convincing you that you're really not all that bad of a person, that the things you're engaging in that you know are wrong are just really your way of trying to have a little fun. But what he's really doing is aiding and abetting your rebellion against God, and he's leading you to eternal destruction. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly," Jesus said. All the devil offers you is a slippery slope to hell. But Jesus is the rock, and he offers you an abundant life now and eternal life after you die, if you will stand on him. Are you standing on the rock? Here's letter 7 with Stand on the Rock.
We'll be right back.
was Letter 7, Stand on the Rock. They sang Protected by His Power. You know, there's protection and security in a rock or a mountain. That's why in ancient times it was always used to build forts or cities, because there's protection there. Well, Jesus Christ is the rock, and He can protect you from the devil. He can free you from the grips of Satan and pull you out of the slippery mud that you seem to be in right now. You know, King David said that about himself in Psalm 40, verse 2. He said, He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. You know, security in life is not found through sin. It's found in surrendering your life to Jesus Christ and walking in His ways. The psalmist says in Psalm 119:45, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. You know, giving your life to Christ and walking in obedience to the Bible is the way to freedom. Now, that's totally contrary to the way we think, because the devil has convinced us that the opposite is true, that doing things God's way is restrictive and will keep you from being truly happy. And that's what he told our first mother Eve in the Garden of Eden. He asked Eve, he said, has God really said that you can't eat from any tree of the garden? And our mother Eve said to the serpent, well, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. And the serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You see, the devil said God doesn't want you to have fun. He doesn't want you to have a happy and fulfilling life. That's why he's issued this command for you not to eat this fruit. But unfortunately for us, Eve believed the devil's lie. And through that one sin, the devil enslaved all of mankind to sin. But there's a way out of that slavery to sin, and that's to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and to allow Him to free you from that sin. Here's White Cross with He is the Rock.
Yeah.
Is the Rock by White Cross. You know, there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death, Proverbs 14:12 says. If you follow what seems right to you, what makes sense to you, and you don't follow what is in God's word, then you will end up in hell. Don't stand on your own understanding, but stand on the wrong, on the rock rather. And this is what the Rage of Angels sings about in their song, Rock for the Rock.